Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the University of North Dakota women's hockey team, Brian Adelsky. And coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. I always like talking to you, Kelly.
Over the past couple weeks, the best women's hockey players from the U.S., Canada, Sweden, and Finland came together at the Four Nations Cup. Of course, you had two former players, Monique Lamoureux and Michelle Karvonen, along with the current sophomore defender, Hallie Krzaniak, participating. How much does their participation mean to the growth of your program?
Well, anytime you have players who are playing in that environment, it's great for your program, and it's definitely a nice feather in the hat of what you're doing development-wise and attracting quality players.
Just how good of a player is Hallie Krzaniak?
Hallie's been fantastic for us day one when she stepped on the ice. She really, characteristic-wise, has a lot of similarities between her and Jocelyn and Monique Lamoureux. They work extremely hard. They're always looking to get better, whether that's watching film, putting in more time in the weight room, or spending some more time on the ice doing some extra skill and stuff. They work very hard. They're very passionate about their craft and improving.
Your team is being led by two junior forwards in the points column. What makes Becca Kohler and Megan Defoe so special?
Well, they're two significantly different style of players. Megan gets a lot accomplished just because of her speed. She's extremely dynamic when it comes to using her foot speed to create opportunities and beat people wide, and just really stretches the ice out with her ability to skate. She's very fluid with that. Becca Kohler is just a big power forward, typical kind of Canadian forward with her size and strength and just the ability to get to the hard areas and win battles. And both of them have been very good for us here to start the year off.
I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask you about the series against the Gophers. Saturday, they outshot your team 51-7. In this conference, wouldn't you agree a team needs to just shake those kind of games off and just start fresh on Monday?
Well, thanks for doing your job, but we flushed that a long time ago. So it was a hideous effort all the way around, and that we didn't take too much from the game itself because we just didn't compete start to finish, and that was extremely disappointing. I think the bye week last week was terrific for us, came at a great time, allowed us to refocus and really recommit to some of the things we're doing.
Well, your team is ranked number 10 in the USA Today poll, receiving votes in the USCHO poll. There's some people that put a lot of stock in those polls. Do you even think about them?
It has no bearing on anything. Years and years ago, we were on the outside, and we thought we were a better team and deserved to be in there, similar to what Bemidji's doing right now. Probably deserves to be ranked, should be ranked, with the way they've been competing and playing so far. I think we're just getting the benefit of the doubt. I don't know if we've really earned the opportunity to be in the top 10, but I think some people, because we've been successful last 4 years and been ranked the last 4 or 5 years, that we're in there because of some of that credibility of the past. I don't really think it reflects what we've done to date.
Well, Bemidji State's just 2 weeks off of coming their biggest sweep in school history over the Gophers. When you saw the scores from that weekend, what was your reaction?
I wasn't shocked at all. I thought Bemidji had been playing really well. Watched the film on Wisconsin, and obviously they played Bemidji, and Bemidji had opportunities to take points there and probably felt like they should have or deserved a little better fate than what they had. And, they had been playing well and playing with a lot of confidence. So I wouldn't say that I was shocked, especially with the fact, you take a Hannah Brandt and Lee Steckline and, Minnesota is significantly young this year, and you take some of that leadership away. They deserve to play and deserve to win, and they did what they needed to do. So, yeah, they're a quality club. We've been talking about all week. These aren't going to be, anything but a grind and hard work, and it's going to be another tough WCHA battle. There are no easy weekends, and I think parity has really hit women's hockey across the board. So, got to be ready to play, or we're going to get handed to us.
Well, BSU and UND, looking at the statistics going into this weekend, are very similar. Special teams, they got great goaltending. What sets your team apart from the Beavers?
You know, right now, I'm not sure if there's much that does separate us. I think you're right on. You know, both of us have been getting solid goaltenders, and both of us had been playing two goaltenders, and both of them can do the job and get it done. We're both blocking a lot of shots and focusing on playing great defense, but yet still have the ability to get on a forecheck and pressure and create opportunities, and so... You know, it's going to be reminiscent of a lot of battles we've had. It's going to be low-scoring, tight checking, probably a one-goal game.
Well, BSU, with a new coach, the team's responded really well under Jim Scanlon. What have you noticed differently about this Beaver squad, and how have you prepared for this weekend?
Well, you know, knowing Coach Scanlon well, having him, you know, been in East Grand Forks and doing a great job with the high school program over there, and just his ties to UND and you know, we knew he would do well. He's a terrific person and very even keeled. And you know, the difference, they still play great defense. They still have good goaltending that is very tough to beat. I think they've opened it up maybe a little more, or been a little more aggressive on the forecheck. And I think their team speed's terrific. And so that may be a little bit of a difference from the past. So. They're a quality club. They're well coached, and they're playing with a lot of confidence.
I'd have to agree. I gotta ask, any word on when UND will have a new mascot?
Kelly, that's above my pay grade by a long shot.
I thought I'd ask.
I have no inside scoop for you in any way, shape, or form. Quite honestly, I think there's still a large contingency of people who think it's still too soon, and that we'd probably be better off waiting, you know, even a few more years, just as North Dakota. But you know, that process will play out by a lot of people, you know, higher than me up in the food chain, making those decisions.
As always, a great conversation. Thanks so much, Brian, and have a safe trip. We'll see you this weekend.
All right, appreciate it, Kelly. See you soon.
That was the University of North Dakota head coach Brian Adelsky. Coming up next on our Benusa pregame show, we visit with junior defender Evan Abilich on the Beaver Radio Network.